Hey,
this is Deanie from the future. So you are probably going to hear that little prelude that's about to play that's going to let you know that, hey, this was recorded during night one. This episode was actually recorded during night two. I just didn't feel like re-editing that part. So, yeah. Enjoy. Hey, you guys, I just want to let you know that this podcast that you're going to hear a fan, you're going to hear a lot of background noise. This was recorded during, well, after the first match that was Shinsuke and Booze versus the Usos. So what you're mostly going to get with this podcast is a little bit of opening, so me saying a little bit of stuff in the beginning where I see a little bit of leading up to the opening of the matches and then the winners. I'm going to go into a full, I wouldn't even say a full depth, but my top three matches. And the reason why tomorrow you'll get that in a podcast as well as a story time explaining what's been going on, where I'm trying to go with this channel, and what else is possible. So just be on the lookout. A lot has went on. I thank you guys who do listen to the podcast. I love you guys so much. Trust me when I explain everything to you guys tomorrow, it's a better understanding. So you'll understand the reason why certain things are or why I've been gone for as long as I did. So I do apologize. I thank you so much for listening. Again, I apologize for the fan and such. It's just that's the only way I'm comfortable and I can say it, especially after drinking 2 huge cups of hard liquor. So yeah, thank you so much. I love you guys. Hey, you guys. I am so late. Not late. I was actually caught up watching wrestling, but I was also finishing cooking. So, open with Triple H. Yes, Bobby, my kind. We opened with Triple H officially doing his retirement. I got a little teary-eyed because he's one of my top favorites. And to see is legit. Like I've been saying on Twitter, that man is going into the Hall of Fame headliner next year. Mark my words. If not him, then it's going to be Batista. But I have a strong feeling it's going to be Hunter and then Batista. So, after he opened the show, put his booth down and said thank you to all of us. And I said, no, thank you, Paul. We had the triple threat match, which was for triple threat tag team match, which was for the Raw Championship match. You had RK-Bro. You had the good old my boys, Street Profits. And then you had Alpha Academy. That match was a banger. Looking at it, it got me hyped for Resident Evil. I'm like, ooh. I will say, looking at the AR snakes and how they were like bickering and stuff, I was like, okay, are y'all preluding to what's about to happen soon? To where Randy's going to turn on Riddle? Because if so, I can't wait for it. But then I don't want them to break up either. Didn't know if the Profits were tweeners throughout this whole entire ordeal, but to see that they're still face, I'm happy for that. They were about to do their little toast. RK-Bro 1. Can we talk about Riddle and that springboard RKO? Chef's kiss. Then Randy doing the RKO on freaking, oh my gosh, almost a Bobby game. That's what we need. Is it kind of interesting that this is almost his second Mania match? Like, I'm happy, and Bobby shook that off. All right, Bobby. You don't go off, Kane. Go off, Kane. Ooh, then a boot to the face. Then Randy did the RKO, because Riddle did the RK springboard RKO on Montez. That was a thing of beauty. I was shocked. Like, I literally gasped Then you had Chad get the RKO from Orton out of nowhere. Then they were all in the ring. They was telling Profits pour drink up in that cup. They were telling Chad. Not Chad. I'm a little tipsy. I apologize. They had good old Gabe. He got in the ring. I was like, okay, so they about to do a little toast. Next thing you know, Chad come out there. He knocked the cup out of his hand. When all of them, Orton, Riddle, and the Prophets, skirted out that ring. I was like, that's how you normally do at a cookout. This is how my fair-skinned people, or my non-melanated chocolate of different variety people who may not have been to a cookout of ours. You know shit is real and that somebody fucked up. Especially your uncle and his little Jesus Thumpers 12s sandals. When he too busy bullshitting, he fucks up on the grill and the burgers are burnt and shit. How everybody skirted before he got his ass chewed out. Because they knew, ooh, somebody about to fuck up Unc because he fucked up. That's how they all skirted out from there. Gabe's belly to belly suplex. That was a thing of beauty, y'all. I was like, okay, angle taught him well. But I'm just so happy right now we got match two, Almost and Bobby. Bobby's entrance, I loved Almost. I have a whole big respect for that man even more after looking at his Walk Culture interview with Simon. If you haven't seen it, please go watch it. I have some, okay, Bobby, I don't know. Oh, see, Bobby's a thing of beauty. Shoot. Let me go and finish this because I'm trying to eat also while watching this. Yo. Bobby won that suplex that he did to Almas. Oh my gosh. Then the spear. I don't mind it being a quick match. I'm kind of happy it was a quick match because I already know that this card's a little bit more stacked since we now got the New Day versus Ridge and Sheamus. So I don't mind. But seeing Bobby give Almost that suplex, and then Almost his look got me weak, y'all. Oh my gosh. And then the spear. Almost is coming into his character. I'm here for it. But hearing how everybody's losing their shit and happy for Bobby, I'm so happy for this. Like, last year was his coronation, him winning, and then everyone, like, he was that dude. Him and the Hurt Business, Cedric, Shelton, MVP during the Thunderdome era. I just got an idea popped in my head. I'm not going to tell you because I don't want to talk about just yet, but I got another surprise coming down the pipeline for you guys. But oh my gosh, fabulous. Okay, next match is about to be Knoxville versus Sammy. I don't know how I'm going to feel about this match because there's no holds bar, no disqualification. So you already know there's going to be interference. The thing that I'm perturbed is seeing how Sammy is going to make Knoxville look. Because we saw with the right partner, any of these celebrities can look like magic. So, I don't want to say I don't have lack of, what's the proper word, of faith in Knoxville, but I don't have faith in Knoxville because I don't know. You know, professional wrestling is a little bit different than doing crazy stunts, but I know since this madman does crazy stunts, because I used to watch Jackass a long time ago, I already know it's going to be some balls-to-the-balls crazy-ass shit. So, let's see what's going to happen. What in the roller derby, demolition derby was that? This was pretty much a huge behind commercial for Jackass Forever. Like, everything that you would have expected, they done. Knoxville did that. You know, for the limit ability that he has. The one great issue I have, that mousetrap botched so badly. So, but And then that man's pale white ass. Ow. But congrats to Knoxville. You know, Sammy, I don't know why you have your charm front like that. Mousetrap is on you. That thing is as flimsy as it comes. We have the women's four-way match. Okay, pageantry. Naomi's giving us her old school bad meets glow look. I am here for it. Her and Sasha's outfit, and then she pulled up in that Lambo. Honey, yes. And why is the Divas title the only one that's the Divas Championship, Tag Team Championship, the only one that's getting the actual graphic and not the little AR thing? I'm here for it. Now, I love their fits. Liv and Rhea, Catwoman and Batman, up here giving me bondage realness. Meow. Then you have Nate. You have Natalie. Natty and Shayna. I love their ensemble, too. And then you have Zelina and the Material Girl homage from Carmella. I told y'all, the girls were going to bring it tonight with the fits. I am so happy. Bianca brought it last night. Charlotte was a strong contender for two. I don't even throw Becky up in there. But the girls tonight, they brought it. I'm here for it. Let's start this niche. Boston Glow won. I know you girls is mad. Sasha, her curse is over. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Then, this is Naomi's second title win at Mania. This is Sasha's first title win at Mania. Team Bad did the damn thing. You can't be hating on the girls, honey. Can't be hating. All the mamas ate. Even Natty. All the girls ate. I'm so happy. That match was magnificent. It did what it had to do. Ooh, I can't wait for the backstage interview. I am so happy. Team Bad. Crushing Boston Glow. One. I wish Tamina was out there with them. Or Tamina could have ran out there and hugged them. I cannot wait for the backstage photo. I definitely need the photo now of Sasha. Oh, look at my baby Ezekiel Elliott. Yes, honey. I need a picture of all three, Sasha, Bianca, and Naomi together, though, and Tamina also. I need that photo ASAP. Okay, now the match that I think is going to steal the show, AJ Styles versus Edge. I want to know how this Edge's entrance is going to be with the new theme, because we haven't seen it. Like, anytime we've seen him after he walked out that night, that was it. We haven't seen, like, how it's going to be with the pyro, if he's going to have pyro, all this. So, like, I'm very antsy. I cannot wait. Ooh, let's start this match. Okay. So, a lot went on because that chest match had me kind of distracted. I'm still trying to process it. Okay, so, I had posted on Twitter because I saw AJ had that cut on his face. So I was kind of concerned. I was like, oh my gosh, did his pyro hit him? Somebody confirmed it for me, and I went on IG, and I saw it was his pyro did cut him. I hope AJ is okay. And then his shoulder popped out of place. Baby, him and Edge put on a clinic. I don't like how some people are complaining about the match moving slow. This was a chest match. What do you mean by a chest match? Let me inform you. A chest match is mostly those matches where it's mostly psychological. And they put in the forefront. When you see those matches, especially when it's like a big time match, and you mostly see, oh gosh, not a bro kit. Xavier's still a little fond of me. You know, he pulling on my baby's hair. I gotta fuck him up now. That's right, Xavier. Ooh, with the super kick. Come on, Austin. Ooh. I'm sorry. Him in a singlet is so distracting. Ooh, he got hit with a bro kick. I couldn't. Oh my gosh. Him in a singlet is distracting as hell. Come on, Zay. So this was a squash match from what it seems like. Squash match. Oh my gosh. And then you got Pete up here attacking him. So who's going to come out and save Xavier? Are they pulling him off? But he's pulling Xavier's ear or his mouth? What the heck? So I feel like Friday they're going to have Pete go against Xavier. But that was a squash match. Like, a quick-ass squash match. Now, I'm kind of perturbed because it was just like, oh, my gosh. Okay, so you had Sheamus, Ridge, and Pete. I'm not calling him Butch. They came out. That was nice. Then you had Xavier and Kofi. Xavier did Big E's hip thrust, and then they were wearing Big E's outfit and the color scheme when he first won his championship. Ooh, they re-shown when Cody came back home. But, so, yeah, it's going to be a combination of two of these together. So, that was a quick squash match. I'm perturbed and upset. You know, it could have lasted all longer, but looking at the time, it's 10:28, so I guess they just threw their match on the card to be done. With Edge and AJ, that match is the match that stole the show for me so far. For night two, I enjoyed it. Oh, my gosh. Seeing Edge go into that trick bag and bring out, can we talk about his entrance? That's what I was like kind of perplexed, like, you don't know what you're gonna see with Edge. I don't know the words all the well to Cody's song, his theme. That's like I'm gonna get until the chorus part hits and I'm gonna lose my shit, because Cody's, if you want a good workout song, Cody's song is the song that gets you pumped up. Father's hand. Mm-hmm. I am not trying to get hit with no copyright. But see, the emotions are coming back seeing Cody's entrance. Oh my gosh. I hate y'all WWE. Y'all get me so sad and emotional. This is what Cody wanted. Cody wanted to come back. And I'm so happy again that Vince and Co. are giving him what he deserves. But Damian Priest, because I know the dirt sheets are up here saying that they're trying to have Edge with the faction, so if we're getting a new brood, I'm all here for it. Okay, so they showed the Hall of Fame class. They didn't come out this go around. They just showed a picture on the Tron, but Taker's coming back out for a number two, so this should be interesting. Want to know if please let this AR Undertaker be on point, because last night they completely messed up. Okay, they did it right, because baby, we were not supposed to see the inside of the AR. Whoever did the angles today did it right. I don't know if it was done, I don't know who, but yeah. But I find it kind of interesting. You know, I understand he's the headliner. It would have been nice to have them all out again. But I guess they want Taker because he's been in this business. And this is pretty much him. You know. And shoot. And the crowd's waiting. I really want to see if he'll come out as America Badass Taker one time. But no. He's back out here again getting this admiration and this love. You better say his name, Mike. But I really would like for them to have them all out there together so we can get that big old wide shot. And that would be a nice picture. Now, baby, this stage is iconic right now. Like, the light. Seeing Naomi's and Sasha's entrance with the light. Especially Naomi's. Oh, my gosh. Now, I'm kind of perturbed because I want WrestleMania. I want the next, whoever's going to do the next wrestling game, because I really don't have faith in 2K. I don't care what nobody says. People are up there deriding hard for them. Butterum. If them bastards do get a hold of the rights again, give us a proper WrestleMania stage where it's at least long. I would like that for my wrestler. I would like that for them. It would make sense. What's Taker about to do? Because he cut his music. What is he about to do? Hearing the crowd go crazy for him. Ooh, I can't wait for next year for Hunters. Paul is going. I know he's going to get emotional. Taker takes his little bows. Yay. All right, Mark. to be a GOAT in this industry like he has, like, growing up as a wrestling fan, you know, like, the inevitable will happen, but you never really think, like, oh my gosh, I got to see somebody who I watched as a child still be around and been in this business as long as he has. Like, and then to say I got to see Taker be inducted, DX be inducted, mostly China, because that's what I was really wanting to, because I knew Hunter's gonna be in there by himself. That's what I was really waiting for. Sean, seeing him get inducted. Seeing Charmel, who I really didn't think would ever be on the cusp of being inducted in the Hall of Fame. Then Trish, Lita, Beth. Like, oh my gosh, the Bellas. Contrary to popular belief, you know, I was never really a Bellas fan until I watched Total Divas. And then seeing them, I was like, these girls are all right with me. They drink wine, I drink wine. We could have a good old kiki. Oh, he just said thank you. Ooh. I'm not trying to get emotional. Seeing Steve get inducted. Ooh, the one I'm really next to Triple H. Batista. Ryan is sexy. I don't care what nobody said. This is sexy. I got a thing for certain people. But, seeing it's just kind of trying to decide, like, I really want to be, I wanted to be there when Taker was going to be inducted, but then it was against my will of everything that played out. So it's kind of like, I really want to see Undertaker. I couldn't say Undertaker. I really want to see Triple H be inducted. I really want to see Batista. Ooh, I did tell myself this go around I was going to get me a whole bunch of wrestling shirts and stuff. Ooh, I want the Hall of Fame shirt. I'm getting that. The only, y'all are going to laugh, the only wrestling outfit I got is Wale Mania. I got the Sasha Banks shirt and hoodie. I wear the shirt every day. I wore it twice and I haven't worn it since. I was gonna wear it tonight for Mania, but then I was like, no, I'm not gonna wear it because I didn't want to get all dolled up. So I will wear it tomorrow and take pictures while I'm at work and be like, because my girl won. So, and then, you know, I need Wale to drop Wale Mania 2 drip drop, like, quick, because I need some stuff. Ooh, we're getting Pat versus Austin. Okay, my money's on Pat. I'm trying to tell you, Pat is that dude. Like, Austin is bae. I just can't wait. Oh my gosh. Pat is going to put on a show. When he showed us with Adam Cole, that is like Cole, surreal. I just can't wait. I'm going to stop talking now. I gave y'all like a good 6 minutes trying to yoke all of this together. Y'all, I couldn't even like Who would have thought in 2022 that the wrestling multiverse would have been broken and open like it has? Who would have thought in 2022 we would have had a Stone Cold match and a Vince McMahon match? Vince kind of botched his own event. I'm gonna tell you how. Okay, so Pat versus Theory, magnificent match. Pat, I'm telling you, to all the casual fans, if this was your first Pat McAfee match, ooh, Roman's coming out first instead of Brock. Oh shit. I'm gonna need for you to really pay attention to his matches with Adam Cole from NXT. Those matches, mwah, chef's kiss. But to see, And Michael Cole, all that energy you had for this match, I'm going to need you to have it from here on out throughout SmackDown, sir, because you can tell you enjoyed this Mania so much. And I'm so glad for that because, ooh, baby, there's been some times. But Cole was enjoying himself. But Pac gets the win. Then we get a McMahon match with him and Pat, with Austin interfering. Vince won, of course. But then when Austin's music had hit, Vince had jumped because he thought he heard the glass shatter. That let me know that Stone Cold was coming out. Next thing you know, glass shatters. Mm-hmm. Look at Roman. Glass shatters. Austin and him looking confused and scared. Theory gets stunnered. Vince gets stunnered after taking a sip of beer. He's like, hold on, let me take my sip of beer before you stunner me. Gets stunnered. He couldn't even sell the stunner. I was like, oh, Vince, you mostly worry about the upper body instead of the lower body from what it shows, sir. I'm going to need you to do better on your bench presses. Pyro. Yes. I want to know if Roman got pyro all throughout on the outside, too. Because that would have been so nice. Then Pat had his moment drinking beer with Austin, and I had tweeted it as soon as I had, after I tweeted, Pat about to get stunned just like everybody else. Sure enough, he did. I was like, you know what? You are okay with me. And then when they had show Pat in the floor drinking the beer, I was over it. I said, you know what, Pat? You deserve this, my friend. You deserve this. So for the unification match, we got, from what it sounds like on commentary, because the last two matches, we had Byron and Cole, but it seems like it's going to be Cole, and it's also going to be Graves. I don't mind. Baby, that match was nothing but two boss hosses going at it. Roman won, like I knew he would. Now the question is, who is going to be next? He is now the unified, undisputed Universal Champion. We've seen this coming. Now, if The Rock comes out, baby, I'm going to lose my shit. The question is now, who's going to go after Roman? Like, that's the real question. Who is Roman's next opponent? Then he pulled everything out of his arsenal for this. So it's just like, I don't mind that he, because we've seen it coming a mile away. The question now, again, who is going to be his next opponent? I would love to see Cody, but I don't want Cody to job to him just yet. I don't want Cody to job to him at all, to be quite frank. Like, who is going to be the person to take this title off of him? This Mania 19. He sure enough did have a hand in that. Like, this match is up there with one of my top three of tonight. And then seeing how the crowd, Roman is beyond over. The crowd is here for it. Majority. Some of them aren't. Somebody tossed the hat. Roman looking like, okay. We seen it coming. Now my question, is he just going to have both of the titles? Are they going to merge one title? I would rather him just have both. And then it'll be easier for the brands. Because I know before I said I wouldn't mind the merging of two titles. But now it's kind of like, because then it would be fair for two different champions. Oh, Joey is out tired. Poppy worked his ass off. You are the man, baby. You are the man. Talk your shit, King. Talk your shit. And that's what you call WrestleMania, baby. Oh my gosh. And he is smiling. Brock looks defeated. I had poured another drink because I thought this was going to go a little bit longer. I said, I'd give this about 25 minutes. Looked like it was no more than probably 15. That's right, Roman. Talk your shit, boo. It would have been so nice to have him. If he was at Mania. Recover, E. We miss you. You is missed and loved, Mr. Positivity. I miss him holding the championship. Because that would have been... Oh my gosh. If he was still the champion and it wasn't Brock. And then we could have had E versus Roman. For the unified hot title. Ooh. I'm getting fat now. Let me go ahead and go. Okay. So, we just wrapped up a wonderful WrestleMania weekend. If I do say so myself. Oh my goodness. A lot of twists and turns. Granted, to me, all honesty, night one was it. Top three matches, I would have to say, that came from night two would have to be the unification match. In no particular order, the unification match was stellar. Seeing Roman and Brock go at it, you know. Two boss hogs going at it. That was good. Granted, I thought the match would have been a little bit longer than with the time that I gave it, but you know, each its own. Then thinking, what else? Match two, because I'm gonna do short. I don't have to be to work until tomorrow, until week two. So I'm gonna go ahead and edit those pods, I promise y'all, and release them tomorrow. And with the full extent of night one and night two of my top three matches and why they're the matches. Second match, the women's match. The women's titles, mostly because my girls won, Sasha and Naomi. Y'all should know that was going to be number two or be within there. That finisher that they have, the split leg double knee. Ooh, I can't wait to play that in the next game when it comes out. And my third and final, AJ versus Edge. Masterclass. If you ever want to look at a match and dissect it and study, that would be the match to look at. I will say, Pat versus Austin Theory, high regards. Honorable mention. I love that match. Now, the outcome, I was happy for it. But then getting that Vince and Pat match right after, I was like, okay. So, yeah, I'll explain it more in depth tomorrow. Actually, night two is a little bit shorter than night one. Night one, I gave you guys almost an hour. If you take off the music, the intro and the outro, it was close to still an hour. But with this one, it's a little bit shorter because night two... It gave, but it really didn't give. To me, night one is that end-all, be-all. Even like last year's, night one was the night. And it was always like, night two is like, they get to a point and then it declines slowly. But I'll explain it more all tomorrow. I did get asked this question, who would I think would be perfect within Edge's new little mini brood too? If we had to go and look, Edge, Damian, perfect. The person who I did think at first, but then I was like, you can't, because of the simple fact of they were beefing with Damian Priest, would be Finn. But then too, it's like, I don't really see Finn playing second fiddle to anybody anymore. So you have that. I'm really thinking, because if you look on both of the rosters, them two fit perfectly, but it's like that third person. I really think if Malakai Black didn't go to AEW, he would have been the perfect third person for that. because it would have just set it off so nicely. But I'm getting ready to go ahead and go to bed on this one. I didn't even finish all of my dinner, so I'm about to finish this drink, then sit, catch up on some stuff that I missed, because today is Sunday, and I missed a lot of my other shows that come on, because it's WrestleMania. WrestleMania comes first. So, I have a full in-depth of my top three matches, and what I did like, what I didn't like, what I hopefully would like to see. And then don't forget, tomorrow is the WrestleMania, after Raw after WrestleMania, so you already know there's going to be a bit surprises and store. We in store, we already know that Veer's supposed to be making his appearance, so hopefully I'm really trying to think, because that stumped me. Who would be a good person to fit on that roster? From that roster that would be good for Edge's team. Let me see here. Because if you go and you look, and if we look at the roster right now of who they have, as I'm going through this list, trying to think who would be perfect on Raw. Because you could, but then I don't even think it would be a good fit looking here, because I don't even see, oh boy. You could move, Dominic Dabakovich. You could bring him over there. That wouldn't be a bad look for him, especially since he's in the middle of nowhere right now at this time. And then, because I would say him and Mace, because then you could have them as the tag team. You could have Damian go for the U.S. title, and you can also have, don't even want to say what you call it, it's so disrespectful. Then you can have Edge over there and be with, going for the main title. And then I'm up here trying to think, like, is he even still on the roster? Like, I don't even know if D'Lo's still on there. I hope he is. But, yeah, that would be perfect. That would really be perfect. Like, that whole group. Because then you can go ahead and give them, like, a proper use. But that's it. I love you guys. You guys be safe. Enjoy the rest of your night. Bye, boy.